Kyler. He throws a fade left side in the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by D-Hop.
We are hoping for those kind of plays when the Arizona Cardinals head to Cleveland to play the Browns on Sunday. Kickoff at 105 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. That's the place where you hear Dan Bickley broadcasting every weekday along with Vince Murata. And Dan joins us now to talk about the Cardinals. We got to start with the Cardinals' COVID situation.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones testing positive for COVID earlier in the week. He has to. So I was asking Jarrett, your producer a little earlier. He has to have two negative tests.
He does.
2 days in a row. Can one of those days be Sunday morning?
No, that's actually. I don't think that's possible.
Come to think of it.
But here's the deal. I think this is the only hope for Chandler Jones. And I'm sorry that I don't know the protocol in depth, but. He's got to be asymptomatic first.
Yeah.
And then he's got to pop two negative tests.
And he's got symptoms currently.
If he wakes up today and he is asymptomatic and can test negative today, there might be hope. But here's the thing about this. Chandler Jones has been good, not as good as he was in week one. He hasn't had a sack since week one when he had five, right?
Crazy
he's had
then,
five though. Through five games. The number is still very good,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
His play's been good, but he's been replaced by the Cardinals. Fortunately, what I'm trying to say is the Cardinals have depth at outside linebacker. They can absorb the loss of Chandler Jones and still win this football game, especially if they get a couple of their cornerbacks back, and chances are they will.
When was the last time? So I think if I'm right, the Cardinals, you know, we all know they haven't been 5-0 since 1974 until this last week. That same year, right? They were 6-0. I think they actually went 7-0 in 74, didn't they? So,
yeah.
Okay. But how important is it for them to go 6-0? How big is that?
Well, here's the way that I look at it. This is really going to be a test as to just how hungry this football team is, because given their injuries, given the fact that Kyler Murray's shoulder was a little sore last week, this football team could tell itself, we've got margin for error. We don't have to win Sunday in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And if we've got a lot of obstacles and adversities in front of us, it's not that big of a deal. The Browns are going to be a very desperate team. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're coming off a loss. They've lost a couple
of
games. A hard loss. Their quarterback's taking a lot of criticism. So the Cardinals really need to match that kind of desperation. And can they do that? If they do, that will be a great sign at how competitively greedy this football team is.
For the casual Cardinals fan who's really jumping on the bandwagon this year because of their record, what should they watch for Sunday? What's the one thing they really need to watch for?
The battle of quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield of the Browns, Kyler Murray of the Cardinals were teammates at Oklahoma. Kyler Murray succeeded Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. Both won a Heisman Trophy. Both were number one overall draft picks. They talk a lot of smack to one another.
Mm-hmm.
They bring out the competitive best in one another. That's the marquee matchup this weekend.
The difference between Mayfield and Kyler Murray, though, is Kyler Murray doesn't live at the stadium.
Yeah.
which I keep seeing in those commercials.
Right. Yeah.
When's he going to finally get his own house?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Both are very, very good in commercials.
Yes,
they both have a good television presence.
Yes, they are. How important is that 6-0 for this?
Well,
for national recognition? Because, I saw the Cardinals tweeting this. They're ranked number 2 in the ESPN power rankings behind the Bills, who've lost a game, and they're the only undefeated team in the NFL.
Yeah, and they did that with a little bit of indignation as well.
Yeah.
The thing is, you've got to realize that stuff is meaningless in the grand scheme. But yet, everybody rallies around that kind of stuff. If you've been number 1, you don't want to be downgraded if you're still unbeaten. And that's basically what happened to them. People who know football don't argue with the Bills being at number 1 in power polls, because the Bills just went into Kansas City and smothered the Chiefs. It was a marquee victory. So, okay, that's fine. Put them number 1. I would love for the Cardinals, though, to feel disrespected, because this platform they have against a Browns team that is major market, it's, you know, a good football team, great fan base. This is a great platform for them to show just how real they are. Because if they win this game, Jim, they've got the Texans next week.
Yeah,
that's a gimme ticket to 7-0.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Like, beating the Rams wasn't good enough for that, right?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I
come on, seriously.
I know.
Oh, and hey, real quickly, Dan Bickley from 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station is with us this morning. We've been talking Cardinals, but I won't get a chance to talk to you on the air before the Suns home opener, which is coming up next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Based on preseason, How do you think the Suns going to be as good as they were last year?
I'm extremely optimistic about it. I think their chemistry still seems to be great. They made a couple of key additions to the team, guys that weren't there last year. They're better than they were last year. As long as they have that same esprit de corps. They got a couple guys who may or may not get the contract extensions they desired. Let's hope it doesn't become a divisive issue.